James chapter 4. It's just a blessing to have the baptistry water stirred, isn't it?
Amen.
You know, it ought to do God's people good. It really does, because it's always a reminder of Christ. It's a reminder of the gospel. The death, the burial, the resurrection of our Savior.
Yes.
It's a reminder that there's another precious soul who's decided to
Amen.
Follow Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, it's a sweet time of revival, and it's answer to prayer.
Amen.
It's answer to prayer. I'm excited. Little Jayla, she's a sweetheart. James chapter 4. Let's stand together. And let me just begin reading in verse 6 for sake of time this morning. Verse 6, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, I have that word therefore underlined in my Bible. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's what we want, isn't it?
Amen.
We want that old devil running the other direction.
Amen.
Amen. I know I do. Draw nigh to God, verse 8. He'll draw nigh to you. And cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
Amen.
Now, I want to talk to you this morning about a very important topic. And we're keeping in the theme of drawing near to God and through the fellowship of Jesus Christ. And I want to talk to you this morning for a little while about this thing of drawing near to God through submission. Submission. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for your blessings again for this church family. Lord, everyone here is here because you've spoken to their hearts, you've worked in their hearts, and you've given them a desire to be here. And so, Father, I pray you'd help me not to get in the way. I know you have something for them. I know, Lord, this has been a blessing to me already this week. Thank you, God, for your word and your power. Please, oh God, bind the devil. Don't let him hinder. I pray he would indeed be fleeing the other direction right now. God, we resist him and by faith, Lord God, and we ask you, please, draw us closer to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And you may be seated. Of course, we know Jesus is the way to draw near to God. Salvation gets us on that road. The Scripture is the written word and revelation of God Himself. The saints we talked about where God has put us, the church, the supplication to God through prayer and earnest, humble prayer. And the Holy Spirit last week, filled with the Spirit of God, allowing us to know God better, believe His Word, trust the Bible, and really be bound to the Bible. There's nothing in the Holy Spirit that will ever lead you away from the Bible. Okay, there's no such thing as a church who is centered and built on the Holy Spirit to where the Bible is not even important anymore. That's foolishness. The Holy Spirit binds our hearts to this book, and it helps us grow and bold, and also because we finally just believe this book. And that leads us to our topic today. The fellowship of submission. Submission to God. Submission is the yielding of your will to do God's will.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Submission, it simply means the yielding of our will to do God's will. If you remember, we're talking about the fellowship of our Savior Jesus Christ drawing us closer to God. If you remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night he was arrested, well, not arrested, the night he was taken by force, he said in that prayer time with his Father, he said, Lord God, Father, not my will, but thine be done.
Right.
And if we're going to have fellowship with our Savior, we're going to have that same submissive spirit.
Right.
If we're going to draw near to God, we're going to have to be submissive to God.
Yes,
to God. Remember, the idea behind this series is to be like Christ.
Right. Yeah.
So that we can have closer fellowship with our Father.
Right. Amen.
A Christian is never more like Christ than when he is willfully submissive to God. Now hold your place here and turn with me. We'll be back, but turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. A Christian, a believer, is never more like Christ than when he is submissive, willfully submissive. By the way, submission is not forced on you, okay? It can't be. It's a willful spirit. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That right there, listen, he humbled himself.
Yeah, that's right.
That's submission.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Nobody made him do anything. I believe, listen, we can easily say that the submission that pleases God is willful submission.
Amen.
Is where I do it myself on purpose. Because I want to. See, forced submission where somebody's got your arm twisted up behind your back and you better follow God, that doesn't honor God.
That's right.
That's how the cults act.
Yep, right.
That's how the cults live.
Yeah, come on. That's right. Preach it.
They tell you, you better do this, you better do that, or you're not going to go to heaven.
Yeah.
You better do this, and you better do that, or you're going to lose your salvation. And they got your arm twisted up behind your back, thinking you're doing something that you got to do, and you live in fear. You live with no hope.
Right. That's right.
That's not submission. That's forceful. That's forceful. Slavery is what that is. That's it makes me a slave. It makes me a robot. But the submission here, true submission, according to Philippians chapter 2, is obedience because I want to.
Yeah.
Is obedience because I want to. It draws me near to God. It makes me a humble servant. It glorifies God, and it draws, listen now, others.
Yeah.
To him.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. If you walked around literally with someone twisting your arm behind your back, dragging you into church, how many people are going to say, I want to go to that church?
Right. Yeah.
So nobody there. No, we don't do that. But we stand, they stand in churches and pulpits and they preach to people that they have to do this and they have to do that and they have to do this or else they're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
That's no different.
Right.
And all that does is make people live in fear and holy terror. And listen, what in the world? That's not what God says in the Bible.
Amen.
I want you to understand, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The reason that he was so submissive to his Father is because it was started in his, where church?
Mind.
Right. I've heard people make fun of Christians. Haven't you? Of course you have. Here's what they say. Y'all are just brainwashed. Y'all are just brainwashed. Yeah. Well, listen, I disagree. We're not brainwashed. We're heartwashed.
Amen.
Woo, that's good right there, amen. That's heartwashed. I ain't brainwashed. However, comma, when my heart gets washed by that precious blood of the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, when my heart gets washed and white as snow, whiter than snow, listen, it definitely does change my mind.
Amen.
That's why you're here today. Because in your mind, you chose to come to church. Listen, I'm telling you today, we are not brainwashed, but we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, and that precious blood certainly changes our minds. Not to mention the fact that Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says that we are to be renewed by the transforming and renewing of our mind. We're not to be conformed to this world.
That's right.
But to be transformed, that means we are to be completely different from the world. We are not, listen, we are... Are we the square pegs or the round pegs? Well, okay, I'll just say it. I'm a round peg, and I'm not going in the square hole. I don't fit.
Amen, brother. Come on. That's right.
I don't want to fit.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to fit.
Right.
You understand? But I'm going to fit. The world is going to mold me and shape me into that square peg if I don't keep my mind renewed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my mind.
Yeah.
It's my thought life.
Yeah.
The mind of Christ, the mind of a Christian, is what makes you submissive or not submissive.
Amen.
The reason the world, the reason people today think that we're brainwashed is because our mind is like Christ and they don't have a living clue what that's about.
That's right.
Our mind thinks along the lines of this book. My mind runs along the railroad tracks of the Bible, amen? And they don't understand that. They're off here on another path going in a complete different direction. Of course they think I'm brainwashed. But I can understand. I'm thinking, Lord, by the grace of God, like Jesus thought. Like Jesus thinks. Like God wants me to think. My mind is different. They still have the same dirty mind they're born with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they enjoy it.
Yeah.
And when I don't want to hear that, when I don't talk like that, I want to be clean. I don't want that mind anymore. I don't want to think like that anymore. I don't want to talk like that anymore. I don't want to act like that anymore. And then they call me brainwashed. And I say, you know what? You need a little brainwashing once in a while. The mind of Christ is the mind that we're supposed to live in. I want my mind to be renewed.
Amen.
Because listen, only a renewed mind, Sister Barbara, it's so good to have you back. Only a renewed mind, only a renewed mind will ever be submissive.
Amen.
Probably has a lot to do with why this is such an odd thing today. Go back to James 4. James 4. James chapter 4. Quickly. I'll not be long. You know, that's how it goes. I say that every Sunday. I try. See, I'm just encouraging you to wake you up and say, he's not going to be long today. Amen. And then it doesn't really matter what I do after that. You heard me say I'm not going to be long. Okay, James chapter 4, verse 7. Here we go. Submit yourselves. There it is again, therefore. I told you I have that therefore underlined. It's a reference to the grace of God in verse 6.
Yep.
Notice verse 6 again. He says, he giveth more grace. He giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore. Number one, I want to talk about this thing of submission. Number one, submitting yourself to God is the only way to enjoy his grace.
Amen.
When I submit myself to God, it's the only way I'm going to ever enjoy that grace. You had to get saved by submitting yourself to God.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
Period. There's no other way. There's no other way. You had to submit yourself to what the Bible says about your sin condition, about your complete helplessness to save yourself, about your hopeless condemnation, already condemned, the wrath of God already abiding on you. It was just a matter of you breathing your last breath, and from that point you were going to go straight to a devil's hell. You had to submit yourself to that truth, and then submit yourself to the fact that God so loved you, though, that while you were yet sinners, God sent Jesus Christ to die for your sin. You had to submit yourself to that to be truth. You had to submit yourself and stop trying to save yourself and submit yourself to the Word of God, and that is the only way you could ever be saved. Because listen now, the grace of God is the only way anybody will ever be in heaven. Nobody will ever be in heaven and be able to say, well, I worked my way here, I earned my way here, I bought my way here, I got myself here. No. Nobody will ever say anything but it was God's amazing grace that got me to this place. Nobody will ever be in heaven outside of the grace of God. And you had to submit yourself to the grace of God in order to ever be saved.
Yes, amen.
Now, I want you to know, see in verse 7, submit yourselves. God didn't make you.
Yeah, that's right.
See, here's what happens. God's grace is withheld from the proud.
That's right.
That's what it says, verse 6. God resisteth the proud. He giveth grace to the humble. He does not give grace to the proud.
That's right. Yep.
And he knows your heart.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
He knows my heart. And the reason people, so many times I think, never get saved.
Yeah.
Is because they're too proud
to
accept the fact that they can't save themselves.
Right. Yep. Mom's right.
They're too proud to realize that they are hopeless outside of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Their pride is a scary thing.
Amen.
It's a scary thing. Pride is the only reason people are in hell today.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's scary. A person can only be saved, like I said, and God doesn't give saving grace to the proud. So anybody that's in hell today is because they were proud. And they rejected God and rejected God's grace because of their pride. The person who thinks they can save themselves in any way. Jayla, sweetheart, this water did not save you. You know that, right? Jesus saved you, right? You understand that? I sure hope you understand. I know you do. But, you know, there are churches today who are preaching and teaching and believing that this water saves them.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they got wet. Now, that's something that you did, sweetheart. You came in here, you went in that baptistry water, and some man baptized you, your pastor, but and you did it. But understand something, that we could have done that whether you were saved or not.
Right.
We could have done that without one bit of grace.
Sure.
We could have done that without Jesus ever having died.
Sure.
We could have done that without ever going to Calvary. We could have done that without one drop of blood being ever spilled. We could have done that with a dead Savior still in the tomb today. We could have done that anyway.
Help us, Lord.
But see, pride's a scary thing.
That's right.
The ignorance sometimes is still pride. Because listen, ignorance is no exception, no excuse with God.
That's right.
Here's what I'm trying to say. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 and other places that no man, John chapter 1, Titus chapter 2, that no man, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that no man born into this world is ever going to be without a witness of some sort. It's either the light, the creation, the conscience, a missionary, a preacher, a soul winner, but somehow, some way, God is going to reach that person before their life ends and give them enough light to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nobody, like I said, I say this all the time because I want you to understand this. Because people always bring this and throw this at me. What about that poor little mongrel over there in so-and-so Africa who's never heard about Jesus? Listen, so what they're trying to say is that he's going to go to hell because our God is unfair. He's going to go to hell because our God is unable. He's going to go to hell because our God's not real. He's going to go to hell because the gospel is not the only way. He's going to go to hell because there's no other, because God is too mean and angry. He's, you know what, you've heard it. Now, they don't say all that, but that's what they're trying to get. That's what they're trying to imply. That, you know, what about that little kid over there who's never heard about Jesus? He's never sat in the church like you are. And listen, that's the point is, God will give that little boy, that little girl, that native who's never worn anything but a bone in his nose. He is going to have enough light to be given to him to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. God is going to do that. He's not going to let that man perish without hope, without ever coming to a place where he can receive Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You've got to believe that. You've got to stop, again, you've got to stop listening to what everybody else thinks because they do not have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You see, pride is a scary thing. People talk about ignorance as if it was some kind of exception or excuse. There's no such thing as ignorance, and God will make a way. They are not ignorant in hell today.
That's right.
They were prideful. They were proud. But you understand, nobody will ever die and go to hell because of anything other than pride. But no Christian will ever backslide, go back to the world, get out of God's will, except for one thing.
Yep.
Pride.
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's it. Because I will not submit to God. You said, that's a scary thing, preacher. Yeah, it's very scary. It's very sobering. If you're going to enjoy the grace of God, which by the way, we definitely need it every second of our lives. That grace saved us, that grace sustains us, that grace keeps us, that grace. Once I'm saved, I have to still battle my pride though.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Help us, Lord.
Amen.
I'm saved by the grace of God, but I also stand strong by that same grace.
Yep. Yeah.
Or I fall. I'm saved by the grace of God, but I also serve faithfully by that same grace, or I do nothing.
That's right.
Amen. I'm saved by the grace of God, but I also stay true to Him, loyal to Him, by that same grace.
Yeah. Right.
See, that grace is what I need to live a life that honors God.
Amen.
That grace is what you need to live a life that honors God. And that because He says, He giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore. Remember, we just read Jesus humbled Himself.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Because He had the mind of submission. Because His mind was different than the world's. Yeah. Because His mind was in tune with God. Because His mind was not filled with the filth and the offscouring of this world.
Yeah.
This world.
Yeah, that's right.
Because His mind was filled with the Word of God. Because His heart was filled with that Holy Spirit we talked about last week. And see, the Holy Spirit is never going to lead you away from God's will. Yeah. He's never going to lead you away from God's Word. He's never going to lead you away from God's work. And that mind that's in Christ is in us. But listen, we don't submit to it.
Right. That's right.
And then we begin to drift away.
Right. Yep.
Submission to God is the only way to enjoy His grace.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think you understand His grace. I've been chewing on grace for 2 or 3 years now, trying to figure it out. And we can't understand the grace of God. Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yeah.
Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. He became sin. Not because He was sin, He became sin. And then through the grace of God, listen, the grace of God, the Bible says, He tasted death for every man.
Yep. Thank you, Lord.
He'd never tasted death before.
Right.
He shed that blood. Every drop of that blood was shed because He was submissive to His Father. Because the grace of God allowed Him to finish the work. He said, I have finished the work that Thou gavest me to do. Because
yeah,
He said, not my will,
yes,
but Thine be done.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? A person who says, God, not Your will, but Mine be done. That's pride.
That's right. That's right, bro.
And God says, okay. No grace for you today.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, do I lose my salvation? Oh, no. That's eternal.
Right.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm talking about enjoying the grace of God from that point on.
Amen.
Enjoying the strength of God from that point on. Enjoying the presence of God from that point on. I'm talking about enjoying God's power and His glory from that point on. You still have to submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
Yes. Right.
You have to submit yourself, dearly beloved. The preacher, wait a minute. I thought God was going to help me. He is helping. He gave you the whole Bible.
Amen.
And not to mention He saved you. Not to mention He gave you His Holy Spirit. Not to mention Jesus died for you. Not to mention you have God in you. Christ in you. Listen, quit making excuses.
Yeah.
You can submit yourself to God. That's not the problem. The problem is pride.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Right.
And I hate pride. Yeah. My pride.
Amen.
If you find yourself drifting away, it's not because God's grace wasn't sufficient.
Right.
It's not because God wasn't able. It's not because the Bible was wrong.
Right.
It's because somewhere back here, you said no to God.
That's right.
Pride. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God if you're going to enjoy His grace. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, number two, but you need to expect the devil. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Well, we could just end it right there. That'd be great.
Yeah.
No, no, he says, but wait a minute. Resist the devil. Now listen, submission comes first. You understand? Yielding my will to God's will, that comes first. And then I have the grace of God. But understand, dearly beloved, please don't miss this today. Look at me quickly, watch me, listen to me, whatever I need to say. There is coming opposition.
That's right.
Not just opposition, Satan.
That's right.
Preacher, well, I just don't understand. Ever since I got saved. Well, you would understand it if you understood what I'm talking about. Because when you submit yourselves, therefore, to God, and you say, Lord, not your will, but mine, guess what's going to happen? God's going to get glorified. People are going to start getting saved. You're going to start growing in your walk with God, and your faith is going to increase. And you know what? The devil is going to say, oh, wait a minute there, boy. That'll be enough of that.
That's right. Preach.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, preach.
That'll be enough of that, young man. Amen. Young lady. That'll be enough of that.
Amen.
Young lady. You understand? When I submit myself, therefore, to God, I can enjoy that grace. And listen, that's good news. Hallelujah. But listen, this is reality check. The devil's coming. The devil's coming.
Amen.
See, all of a sudden, you've become a useful vessel.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you've become a useful vessel. All of a sudden, you're doing something to bring people to Jesus. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, you're following God. You're following Christ. You're following Jesus. You're coming to church. You begin to be a soul winner, hand out gospel tracts. I mean, you're tithing.
Amen.
By the way, that's submission to God.
Amen.
You're tithing. You're giving of your giving in offerings, and you're serving the Lord, and you're reading your Bible, and you're walking with God, because that's submission.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, lo and behold, the bottom falls out. The wheels fall off. And I'm sitting there sucking my thumb like a 2-year-old. Where?
Come on, preach.
You know why? Because you weren't expecting it.
Right.
Yep. You weren't prepared.
Yep.
And that's what I'm trying to do this morning.
Amen.
Understand something. When I submit myself, therefore, to God, it's what God says to do, right?
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not in sin. I'm not running from God. As a matter of fact, I'm running to God.
Right.
Matter of fact, I'm doing anything He wants me to do, whether it makes me look silly, whether it makes me sound funny, whether people like me or not. I'm just going to submit myself, therefore, to His will.
Yeah.
But everything falls apart.
Yeah.
The first thing that happens is the devil gets upset. One thing the devil does not want you to do is draw near to God. Have you noticed that this year?
Amen.
Has anybody else noticed that? This is one thing. Listen, now think about this. When you first heard about Jesus and salvation, last week I think it was, y'all pardon me, the mind of Christ is in there, but so is this mind of Glenn, and it's getting old. I can't remember. I think it was last Saturday. Thank you, Lord. I was talking to somebody about Jesus, witnessing soul winning, you know, knocking on doors, house to house, like the Bible says. Submit yourselves, therefore, to that book, and you'll start knocking on doors. And I know what it was. I think his name was Ian. I remember that now. I see God's bringing it all back. But I said, well, do you remember getting saved when you were growing up? Ian, he said, yeah, I remember. I went to church camp. Oh, y'all have to forgive me. I went to church camp, and they just kept, the counselor just kept talking to me about Jesus the first night, the second night, the third night. And I said, no, I'm okay. No, I don't need that. No, I'm okay. And he said, but you know that last night, I just heard it. I'd heard it all week. I'd heard the counselors talking to me. I'd heard preachers. I heard other people getting saved, watching them get saved. And that, he said, finally that last night, I just said, I've had enough. I'm not saved. I'm going to get saved. No, he didn't say it like all that, you know. But he said, I got saved.
Amen.
That last night at camp. And he said, and what I'm trying to say is this, when you first hear about Jesus, you don't just run, oh yes, save me, Lord. I mean, it doesn't usually happen that way.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because you're resisting, not submitting.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You know why? Because the devil says, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Because you want to submit. You know you need to get saved. But the devil says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't you submit yourself to that God. Wait a minute. And all of a sudden you start making excuses, right? Well, maybe not. Maybe next week. Tomorrow night. Well, I'm okay. I mean, after all, I've never done anything that bad. I mean, everybody says that. Yes. I've never done anything that bad. And all that is the devil resisting you.
Right.
Yeah. Because God's saying, submit yourself to this grace. Yeah. This grace is going to save your soul. Right. This grace is going to give you everlasting life. This grace is going to give you a home in heaven. A mansion not built by Brother Worcester, but built by the hands of God.
Yeah.
A mansion with streets of gold and your own whatever, I don't know, but you're going to have heaven. And listen, and that's grace. Yeah. That's a free gift of God because of Christ's blood shed on the cross. And you're just about to submit to that thing. And the devil says, wait a minute. You're not that bad.
Yeah, come on, breathe.
I mean, come on, wait a minute. That means you might have to go to church.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're going to be a Bible thumper if you do that.
No,
yeah. Amen.
Wait a minute, you better slow down a minute. You know, you're not that bad. You could probably save yourself. Just be good and do things and confess your sins and, you know, go to church once in a while. And what is all that? You know what that is? That's the devil fighting you because you're trying to submit to the grace of God.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, do y'all know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Well, listen to me. It don't stop after you get saved.
That's right.
Amen.
I know that's not correct grammar.
Amen.
But it don't stop until after you get saved.
Amen.
It does not stop till you go to heaven.
Amen.
As soon as you decide to submit to His will and enjoy His grace, here He is.
Yep.
Old Snaggletooth himself.
Yes, sir.
I mean, serpent fangs. You've got to understand that. You've got to understand that. You've got to expect that to happen. It's not because you're doing anything wrong, but when you submit to yourself to that grace, you've got to enjoy that grace, yes, but understand that the attacks are going to come. It's not that you didn't do anything wrong, it's that you did everything right.
Amen.
My life was so much easier before I got saved, preacher. I don't think so. I think you just had a memory lapse.
Amen.
Christian life is not harder than the unsaved life.
Yeah, right.
Listen, don't forget, we have access to this grace.
Right.
We enjoy this grace.
Yeah.
But we've got to expect this attack.
Yes, yeah. Lord.
But that doesn't change anything. Because understanding, when I submit myself to His will, what is His will for my life, preacher? Well, you know, I'll tell you, there's five things you need to understand. You can be a five-star Christian, okay? Ready?
Yeah.
You got to read your Bible every day.
Amen.
Yep.
You got to pray every day.
Amen.
You got to be in church every time the doors are open.
That's right.
Yep, that's right, preacher.
You got to give, tithe,
amen,
and give. And you need to tell other people about Jesus.
Yep.
Five star Christian right there. Now, that's God's will. And a lot of us right now ain't even got that down yet.
Yeah, all preach.
That just hit some of you boom, 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 all over the place.
Yeah.
Just those five things.
Preach. Preach it. Preach.
Help us, Lord.
Amen. You know, we need to stop looking for the will of God and just do the will of God.
Sure.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
I can show you scripture about those. That's for everybody.
Amen.
It's not that you don't want to do the will of God. It's just that you're not sure. But I'm telling you, that is the will of God. I'll find scripture for you. I don't have time. That's not part of the message. But the point is this. When I submit myself to what God wants for me in the general will of God, by the way, His will for all Christians, then I begin to enjoy His grace.
Amen.
I begin to enjoy His grace. And then here comes opposition, attacks. But that, listen. But that does not change the fact that I still have His grace.
Uh-huh.
Here's what happens to so many people is when they submit themselves to God and they get all excited about Jesus. And then here comes the attack. Oh, preacher.
Yeah, come on, preach.
Okay, stop.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah.
Submit yourself
Amen.
To God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Preacher. Praise
the Lord. Well, preacher, what do you mean? What do I do about this? Submit yourself to God.
Amen. Yep.
Amen. Well, then you don't understand. I don't understand. Submit yourself to God.
That's right, preacher. Man.
Because listen, you don't have grace otherwise.
That's right.
That's right.
There's no other grace of God other than from God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So how do I fight this? Class, submit yourself to God.
Amen.
So here's what we try to do, right? We're fighting the devil. We're punching him. Sucker punch. Oh, man. We're fighting him. But yet, over here, we're not doing what God says.
Yeah. Right. Come on.
See, we try to get it backwards.
Right.
I'm going to resist the devil. I'm going to fight him. I'm going to beat him down, punch him. I'm going to knock him out. And then I'm going to go to church.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm going to read my Bible.
Yeah.
As soon as I get this fixed, I'm going to start tithing, preacher.
That's right. Come on, preacher.
Come on, preach.
As soon as I get myself out of this financial hole, then I'm going to tithe. Preacher, I promise if I win that lottery, boy, I'm going to tithe.
Yeah.
You are fooling yourself.
Yeah. Amen, preacher.
You're getting it backwards.
Yeah.
We don't resist the devil first. We submit first, and then we can resist the devil because he gives us grace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
We get it backwards. We get all messed up.
Yeah, sir.
Really messed up. Don't we?
Amen.
Don't we?
Amen.
Find out what God wants for you. I just told you five things that will keep you busy the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And five things, by the way, the devil's going to attack constantly.
Yep.
What do I do, preacher? Submit. You know why Jayla got baptized? She submitted.
Amen.
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 You know why Brother Ernie, Miss Margaret are going to get baptized? Because they're going to submit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
And then the grace of God is going to give them all they need. Listen, there is a third point here, but it's all wrapped up in this. You submit yourself to God to enjoy His grace. You submit yourself to God, but you need to expect the devil.
Amen.
And then you just keep submitting yourself to God to experience victory.
Amen.
Victorious Christian life. What a blessing. What an amazing truth that is, right? Living above sin.
Right.
Living above the flood. Living above the world. Living in victory. Now I am happy all the day. How is that? Because I submitted myself to God. And He gave me grace. And guess what I did? Through His grace, I resisted the devil. And He did what?
Leave.
He hightailed it, man, to the other. He went and found you because you weren't submitting to grace.
Amen.
Yeah, come on, preacher, preach.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
He went and found somebody who said, well, I'll do it my way. No. Submit yourself to God. Get His grace. The devil will flee. Find somebody else who doesn't submit. And then you'll have victory. So, preacher, is he coming back? Oh, yeah, he's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming back, but this is the formula for a victorious life until Jesus comes.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
This is it.
Amen.
This is it.
Yep.
Amen. Five things. Some of you, I know everybody here wants to live in victory.
Amen.
Nobody wants to live in defeat, in agony, in discouragement, depression. Woe is me. But see, look, I submit myself to God. I gain access to His grace. And although the devil attacks me, I just continue to submit. And God's grace strengthens me to resist him. And he gets tired of losing because he's a coward.
Yeah, that's right.
He can't defeat the grace of God. Have you noticed that yet?
Yeah.
Again, the only reason you're going to heaven is because of this grace.
Right.
And where sin abounds, grace does much more abound.
Yeah.
And the grace of God is all powerful to overcome any attacks of Satan.
Yeah.
But yet, listen to me, there's no other power in this world.
That's right. Yeah.
The grace of God, you submit yourself to Him, walk in the Spirit.
Yes, amen.
What does that mean, preacher? That means submit yourself to God.
Yeah, right.
Walk in the Spirit. The devil's coming. Oh, he's attacking. Okay. I'm going to resist him in the grace of God. Then he's going to flee. And guess what I get to do? I get to draw right up next to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I illustrate? Who wants to be the devil? I'm just going to draw your picture. If God was standing here, and I was standing here, and as soon as I start taking steps toward God, submitting myself to His will, out of nowhere, flies in the devil.
Yep.
And there's a fight on my hands. Okay, what should I do? I'm going to keep submitting myself to God.
Amen.
I'm just going to keep walking.
Amen.
I'm just going to keep going.
Yep.
He's going to scream at you. He's going to cuss at you. He's going to call. He's powerless.
Yeah, amen.
And he says, he runs off and finds somebody else. And guess what I do? I'm right here next to God now.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the secret of victory.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
My heart and my flesh faileth.
Yeah. Yep.
But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Amen.
It is good for me to draw near
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
I have put my trust in the Lord God.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody else likes it when I draw near to God, preacher, but it's good for me to draw near to God.
Amen.
The devil fights me all the time, but it's good for me to draw near to God.
Yes, that's right.
Nobody seems to understand me, preacher, but it's good for me to draw near to God.
Yeah.
I can't seem to get ahead, but it's good for me to draw near to God.
Right.
I don't know where God's taking me, but it's good for me to draw near to God.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this is happening, but it's still good for me to draw near to God.
Yep.
It doesn't seem like everything. It's not fair. It's not happening to anybody else, preacher. Well, it's good for me to draw near to God.
Amen. Yes, amen, preacher.
I lost all my friends, preacher. Let me clue you in a little bit there. If you were drawing near to God and they said adios, they were not your friends.
Amen.
Amen.
They were your foes. Because it's the devil that flees from you when you draw near to God, not your friends. Not godly people. If they were godly people, they say, hey, that's right, man. Let's go pray.
Amen.
Let's go to church.
Amen.
Preacher, I lost my friends, but it's good for me to draw near to God.
Thank you, Lord.
My own family doesn't understand me, preacher. It's still good for me to draw near to God.
Yes, amen.
Why? Because He is grace.
Amen.
He is strength.
Amen.
He is faith.
Yes,
amen.
He is my portion forever.
Amen.
I submit myself to God.
Amen.
Man, I can enjoy that grace.
Thank you,
Lord. Every day.
That's right.
Amen.
Preacher, they're talking about me again. If that's the worst of your problems, you better be shouting.
Amen.
They're talking about me again. That's all you got to say? Man, you need to be jumping up and down.
Yeah.
If that's all your problems.
Amen.
But real problems do come.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And I'm going to say a little bit more about that tonight. I've got to stop and we're going to baptize here. But real problems do come. And God even allows them.
Amen.
But listen to me. It's still good.
That's right.
Amen.
It's always good.
Yes.
For me to draw near to God.
Amen. That's right.
And I cannot. I cannot.
Yeah.
You are living in a fantasy world if you think you're going to resist God and His will and still draw near to Him.
Sure.
That's right.
You're living in a fantasy world.
That's right.
You submit yourself to God and resist the devil. Yeah. Don't get it backwards.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
That's right.
There's so much victory in Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible is very clear. We submit ourselves to God, to a living God, His will for our life. We do this by faith.
Amen.
And His grace kicks in. The devil runs. Amen. We get to live in victory.
Amen.
It's real, church.
Amen.
It's real.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for Your help. Lord, I pray for Your people. Lord, I know that every one of us understands these attacks and this opposition. But Lord, there's no secret to what we need to do, Father. You've made it very plain. So please, speak to our hearts. Young, old, everywhere in between, Lord God. We're all just saved sinners walking in a world of darkness, fallen, darkness, sinful. But Lord, Your grace is always there. And we can enjoy it if we'll submit. Please help Your people today. Help us all, Lord. This victory that we're trying to find, Lord, it's right here. It's right here. Lord, I know there are real problems in this room, Father. Real burdens. I know, Lord. I have my own. But Father, You're still the God of all grace. And You still are so much greater than this devil. So Lord, give us a joy in our heart, peace in our hearts, Lord, understanding that we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. As we do Your will, submit ourselves to You. Bless Your people, Father. Bless this time of invitation now.